This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Welcome to this Stockbox interview with Malcolm Pallet, the co-founder and executive chairman of Coincilium. Hi, Malcolm. It's good to be talking to you again. How are you?
I'm fine, Mark. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you, Malcolm. Very good indeed. So just wanting to catch up on the announcement that Coincilium made this week, and that is on the update to your Gibraltar crypto stamp and NFT update. So can you give us a synopsis of this announcement, please?
Yeah, well, it's pretty sort of, I was going to say bland. I don't think it's bland at all. It's certainly really exciting. But the fact of the matter is that we can't really say more than we've actually said in this update, because you have to understand that it's a product that is going to be sold to collectors, and our focus must be on the collector market. So, you know, this is part of a larger campaign which is being coordinated to access the largest number of people targeted in this space. So we the most crucial thing is that, you know, literally it's the dates that the stamp's going to be launched. So that's the 17th of May. That's the most important part of this. Arguably, the other part which we sort of mentioned was that the Gibraltar Philatelic Bureau has, particularly for the purpose of this issue, has onboarded a payment processing system whereby they can actually accept payments in cryptocurrencies. And I don't know of any other sort of entity. They're not a post office, but, you know, they're a large distributor with a mandate to offer stamps that are sort of Gibraltar centric, and they really feel that it's important to actually have that facility so that people who are in this space can actually buy the stamps with their preferred means of payment. So that was we're really pleased that they've agreed to do that, and they wanted to do that. So would be interesting to see how many people, when they buy the stamps, will actually pay for them using cryptocurrency. The other thing, of course, is that I think we're looking at, or they're looking at pre-sale, as in people can reserve in advance a month before. That I think the 19th of April is when the that will happen. So they'll be able to, people will be able to go to the website and place a pre-order. The other factor with the stamp is that the purchaser of the physical stamp will have a 8-week window in which they can reserve their NFT. Because those NFTs will also be sold separately after that exclusivity period. So the benefit of actually buying the stamp is that you have the first right. And we've allowed an 8-week window for simply the logistics and postage, so that when they order the stamp, it may take a week or two to get to them, depending on whereabouts in the world they are. But they can then go to reserve their NFT, and that will be I think that will be launched when it's launched, but there'll be a pre-reservation process there. So it's all sort of coming together. We're releasing the news one bit at a time, but the people who are interested at the moment are shareholders and investors, and we're getting lots of inquiries from various places. How can I order? How can I reserve? Well, it's something that we will be releasing a press release at the beginning of April, which will have all the sales details about and instructions about how to go about it then.
Okay. Well, it's great that you've got the dates there. That's at least something we can, and investors can look forward to and await that press release. Can you tell us sort of any more about the NFTs and the collectible set? You mentioned super rare ones. You've got me quite interested now.
So look, there's the thing about the this again. It's something you don't really reveal too much until you know you're ready to launch them, because there's a whole process with this. But the NFTs will be a selection of iconic images of Gibraltar, which we've commissioned to be photographed by a local photographer, and these images will be incorporated into the digital stamp. But we are going to also have some unique super rare NFTs, which will be included amongst that. And we will be issuing details about how that will work in this press release. So you'll know a little bit more about that. But they will be sort of, in the traditional stamp world, you have stamps with faults. But no one creates them with faults. They just happen to have faults, and those tend to be much rarer. Mm. Now, we're not creating NFTs with deliberate faults, because that would be a bit sort of that would be a bit weird, and it would be a bit contrived. So what we're doing is we're inserting in a selection of super rare NFTs, which will be sort of a bit of a potluck thing when people get them.
Okay. Okay. Well, definitely something to look forward to there for sure. But I wonder if we can just finish with some thoughts on the NFT space. It certainly seems to be going very crazy at the moment. I'd noticed the BBC News picking it up on their main news page. Of course, the news about Beeple and the unbelievable statistic that the digital art that Beeple sold via Christie's is the third most valuable piece of art ever sold by a living artist. I mean, that is a staggering statistic. So what's your take on the NFT space at the moment? And I mean, of course, Coincilium's benefiting. Share price is doing very well recently.
Yes, our share price has been remarkable, really, over the last, week. It's something we didn't anticipate to the level that it's actually it's got. But, that's, I suppose, a culmination of things with the progress that we've made, our repositioning as a venture builder, our focus on non-fungible tokens. And, of course, the bit we couldn't have predicted was the level of interest worldwide around non-fungible tokens. I have to emphasize, as I do with everyone I speak to, that this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's just the beginning. I'm not saying that to try and encourage people to sort of get too excited about it, although it is very exciting. What I'm saying is that when you look at it purely from the technology point of view, when people sort of start appreciating what kind of solutions that you can build using this technology, it takes you into a whole new world. And it's really the dawn of, if you compare this with the dot-com boom, or just prior to that, people were really only using the internet for email. It was a very convenient thing, and it was very at the time it was quite exciting that you could actually send someone an email and get it within a second around the world wherever they are, and that was amazing in itself. And people were sending emails to people, just long letters on emails, just to play around with it. So we just were imagining that the some extent of the total extent of the disruption that this internet would cause would be to disrupt the post office. Because why would you need to send a letter if you can actually send an email? But of course, what the dot-com era, when that started, people didn't understand or even think about websites and domain names. But of course, once that came along, that's when the internet really took off. When you had search engines and you had people able to actually find things online and then look at the way they could use the internet for commerce. And that was really the point that, the tipping point there. Now, if you sort of compare that to where we are with cryptocurrencies and blockchain, we've had a similar thing with cryptocurrencies, which has been the email. You know, it's been the money. It's been the way that the rails that these payments have been created, and the efficiency that of actually transferring money without going through a bank. But non-fungible tokens is the commerce. It's the e-commerce. It's the equivalent of the real .com of this space. Because once you start putting these kind of characteristics of immutability into assets, into various other markets like music, what you're seeing with the Kings of Leon releasing an album, well, there's one obvious use case standing right in front of you of how in future music can be distributed to the benefit of the person who or the entity that created it. Mm-hmm. So that solved the problem straight away. And if that starts getting taken up, they'll say, whoa, hang on a minute, this streaming model where I have to stream thousands and thousands of songs to receive a few pennies in royalties, when in fact I can release a record, an album. I know I'm releasing 10,000. They're going to be only 10,000, and they're going to sell for whatever price they sell. And, you know, so it's this, it's a kind of way of getting the control of the intellectual property into the hands of those and the ownership and the control of how these things are distributed into the hands of the creator again. Mm-hmm. And that's what's remarkable there. And the same thing is being paralleled in art. Mm-hmm. It's running parallel potentially also in sports as well. So people are identifying the use cases now. So that's what's really so interesting about it. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, what's really great for Coincilium is we're 6 months, 9 months ahead of pretty much most of the other players who are sort of looking at it now. And we're already setting up, we've already launched off or about to launch our first NFT project. And we've also announced the establishment of an NFT development studio, mm-hmm. In Gibraltar. So, you know, that's what's really, you know, I think probably drawing people's attention to us, mm-hmm. Because we've been going about it for quite a while, you know.
Indeed.
So, so that's why it's so exciting.
Yes, it is. And I remember our first interviews we did, Malcolm. So Coincilium definitely has the first mover advantage in this space, for sure. Mm. But thank you very much. That's Malcolm Palais there, the co-founder and executive chairman of Coincilium. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews, and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @StockboxMedia.